some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Pleasure,
pleasure,
a music of pleasure,
yeah, yeah,
a music is very real,
truly,
truly a treasure. there ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles and your 9 to 5. And just sail on.
That's what you do.
Just sail on. Now the zoo's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a lakeside stank. If you're ready to party and you wanna get down, bring your ma, your pa, and brother James Brown. Bring Auntie M and Toto too, and all the party people to do their due. We'll dance and party till the early light and say, hey, we're feeling alright. So come along, come on, take a ride. There's a party over there that ain't no lie. We're leaving here in a cloud of smoke, and that's all, folks.
WMFO 91.5. Good morning, Boston. DJ D and my co-host today, helping me with the show, my buddy Ron from New York, from WCAB.
BAB, close enough.
Well, close. Listen, Ron, I'm a little old. I get like the dyslexia stuff, you know what I mean? You know, what do they call it? The president of the damn club, Men Against Dyslexia? Get it?
Very good.
I was so upset one day, I tried to kill myself. I stood behind the bus. All right, what's happening? Right, exactly. Thank you for the drum roll. All right, so listen to you. Listening to the Dance Music Express music series with my buddy Ron from New York. Been on the radio for many years. Hey, Ron, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, you don't like to say you're from New York. Anywhere in the Boston area.
And I forgot. Yeah,
truth is, right. I've been here since for 30 years. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, no, I was a radio rat as a kid. Loved it. Used to stay up at night listening to stations from distant lands and all that stuff.
Yeah, great.
Then I did it for a little while. Went to college and then did it professionally for a few years. And then one day I woke up, I was 22 years old, 23 years old. I was living the perfect life of a 14-year-old. I said, I got to get a real job. So I went off, did this and that. Life happened. And it's been many, 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 many years. And I got the bug again. I really want to be on the radio again.
Yeah,
so here I am.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And do you do any like mobile work, like DJ mobile work on
nightclubs
or anything?
I used to do that way back in the day for a few extra bucks. I would do some DJing in rock clubs and stuff. But,
oh, good for you.
But that was, you know, a million years ago. And yeah. I wouldn't know how to do that anymore.
It's a different world. I DJed a couple weddings in China. I went there with a laptop and a hard drive the size of a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I used to do the clubs in Boston, lugging my vinyl,
exactly.
My 45s. I said that to a kid one time. I said, yeah, I used to bring my records and my 45s. He goes, why would you bring a gun to work? He don't know what a 45 is.
The funny thing is, though, like, it's been many, many years since I've been on the radio. I never stop having the nightmare where you're on the air and your records are running out and you don't have another one queued up and you get all stressed out. Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, my God, yeah. Or else when you have a failure. I had a failure on this thing last week. I'll tell you, I was, like, freaked out. I was running live on another radio station, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not putting out. Oh, my God, oh, my God. I started freaking out. But anyway, you know, and the general public doesn't know what we're going through. They don't know. You know, there's a lot of pressure, and you're like freaked out. But anyway, we got it squared away. Thank God there was another jock in the room, and he had a laptop. I said, plug yourself back in. And then, anyway, we finally got it squared away. But yeah, it's always. And I always tell people, if DJs or radio personnel that I've taught, always be a step ahead of yourself. Mm-hmm. Always be the next step ahead. Always be like, you know, like I'm backed up here. I've got this as a case we have a failure, you know.
So, which won't happen. Won't happen today.
With you here, I tell you what, I'm going to go get my lunch. You're all set.
So thanks for having me, and let's listen to some great music.
It sounds good. You know what I think I'm going to do? Well, you know, we're going to give a shout out to my good friends, Rune and Charlie. They were just in. They did a nice show earlier, and name of their show is I wish Rune would write a little smaller, you know. Rune, if you're listening, I'm old, okay? Next time, put it in Braille. It says Celtic blend. Maybe you can see that. I can't. Oh yeah, hold on. Ron's gonna dig and get his glasses out.
Now
okay,
we're talking, yeah.
Would you call this what's this, the elderly hour?
This is rock and roll lifestyle catching up with us. Carte Blanche Breakfast.
Ah, yes, my boys from Carte Blanche Breakfast. You got to tune in. They play some great, great remixes. I love his music. So we'll be catching up with him next week. Rude and Charlie, nice job. Look forward to seeing you next week. DJ DWMFO 91.5, Boston. I'll Rock With You, Baby, all night long. Bobby Brown. I also played Fantastic Voyage Lakeside. And I started off my set with Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have, since I'm a little tired today, I'm going to kick back. I want to have Ron do all the work. Ron, what are you thinking about? What do you want to hear something? What do you like? Well, you like the rocks.
Yeah, we were talking offline, and one thing is clear is that our music tastes are kind of different. So I really appreciate that you're going to indulge me and let me play something from my repertoire.
Ron, you know what? I'm here for you because I always take care of the elderly.
You're a bum. Anyway, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring
well,
it on.
What about, let me think. How about Def Leppard?
Sounds great. 80s rock band supreme.
And what was the name of the song you really liked?
Bring It On the Heartache.
You got it, brother. MFO 91.5, DJT, and Ron.
Yeah. Live wire right above the street.
All right, WMFO 91.5, DJD and Ron in the house. So what's happening, Ron? Hey, Ron, tell us what we played.
This is great. No, we played some great classic rockers from Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Bringing on the Heartache.
I know that, Pumpkins. Yeah. My people are saying, what happened to D?
Exactly. But September's a great song. Everybody likes it. All formats, all
so genres. We put them out there with the rock, but then we pulled them back home.
Exactly.
All right.
You got to know your audience, and I know you do, and they love you, and so they expect certain things from you, and we're going to deliver.
No, that's all right. We can do some rock stuff for you. So Rock was a rock DJ out of a
place south of here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, my first thing I told you. That's right.
Bingo.
And he was quite for many years on the radio in that place down south, y'all.
That's right. When they still played vinyl. And
oh my God, yeah. Can you remember the days I had to teach the kids vinyl here? You know, like how to spin records. And the girl looking at me, she goes, "What is the big between the little lines? The big line." She didn't know that was like the gap to the next song.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Like, Lord have mercy.
Well, we don't want to sound too outdated here, right?
I know, that's right.
So, there was a shout out that you asked me to make, and I don't remember who or where, so maybe you ought to do it.
You're doing good, Ron. All right, shout out to our favorite listener, Jody, down at the paint bar. Go ahead, Ron, you take it.
She's great. She listens all the time. I've never met her, but if she hangs with you, I'm sure she's wonderful.
There you go. So. Jody was on the radio for 25 years, and what Jody used to do is she used to read to the blind students. For 25 years, she did the show.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Great. And then she also had a country show on WCAB, I believe it was, 97.7 back in the day.
Uh-huh.
As you may know, a lot of the lower frequencies are shared frequencies. So 97.7, not the one we have today, but WCAB out of Worcester, I believe she was on. And she did for 25 years the reading of the to the blind students.
Very cool.
Yeah, and she's pretty talented. She's got a lot of talent there.
Jody, I don't know you, but I already like you a lot because of what I do know about you. So.
And what else? Shout out to our good friends at the Century House, Kali Trees, Country Motors, all of our good friends on the North Shore. They're listening to us all the time, and we greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And Ron, what do we have for our...
I just wanted to pass one message along, which
yes, please,
was that the Tufts University Art Gallery, which is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse, is out there and available. All the exhibits and related programming are free. They're open to the public, fully accessible, and that's located at the Adekman Art Center at the Tufts University campus in Medford. And for hours or any other information you want about the art gallery, their exhibits and what they're showing, you can call 617-627-3518. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Excellent. Nice job. And also, let's just say, if you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org, click on listen, and you can catch up with me and Ron. I'm on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. to 12, and I'm not sure what Ron's show is going to be here, but we're trying to find him a slot. We'll get him somewhere. And if you want to reach out to us, all you need to do is go to WMFODJD@gmail.com. Send me a message, and I will help you with whatever you need. As you know, we do a lot of outside work. We do a lot of on-site different charities and different things like that. So if there's something we'd like to do, just you'd like us to do, just notify us at WMFODJD@gmail.com or DanceMusicExpress@gmail.com.
Well, you're an entire conglomerate. You're like an industry. I didn't know that when I met you this morning.
Yes, I'm.
Daryl Enterprises.
Yeah. What do they call it? Master of all trades, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Again, we're back to the damn club. You know what I mean? Men against dyslexia. All right, back to the music. What are we gonna hear?
Well, let's see. It's by a band called Soul for Real. The song is Candy Rain. Right here, WMFO.
So what's up?
Butter.
You like him?
No doubt.
You like Sid? What's
up?
What's up, Dre?
I like him.
Thank you.
WMFO 91.5.
Getting the rust off.
You're doing good. I'm telling you, my brother. I'm telling you. I'm very, very impressed. I'm telling you right now.
There's a lot of buttons.
So we are going to wrap it up pretty soon. We've only got a few more minutes left, and then our reliefs are coming in. So what else is happening, Ron?
Well, we just realized it's Valentine's Day on Friday.
I know. Can you imagine?
I'm guessing you have a lot of ground to cover. A lot of people.
I'm telling you right now, those days are gone. You know, I took Viagra. The only thing I got was a stiff neck.
Jeez.
What can I do? You know what I mean?
What can I say to that, honestly?
Well, do you have a shout-out going out to your significant?
I'm full of love. I just love I love everyone.
Is Am that... I? You're scaring me. Am I on that list?
No. Is that big enough for you, though? No. Valentine's Day, it's a it's a tough holiday for a lot of people.
It is. It's an emotional. Sometimes it's supposed to be a happy time. It could be emotional.
And you hear all those commercials all Christmas about engagement rings and pajamagrams and all that stuff, and finally you just January comes and you can relax, and then all of a sudden it starts again for Valentine's Day.
I know.
So it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. Shout out to Jody for a happy Valentine's Day. And I don't know, should I say the rest of my girlfriend's names?
We only have a short amount of time.
You're good. So let's see. This is the Dance Music Express Music Series right here at WMFO 91.5. And we are going to be doing this again next week. Ron's going to be in the area. Thank God he's traveling this way. So he's going to come and hang out with me again next week.
I am. And thank you. I mean, we've joked around a lot for the last hour, but I really appreciate you having me here with you to co-host with you. It's fun, and I love the music, and we did a nice blend, I think, of stuff that I like, stuff that you like, hopefully stuff that everyone likes.
Well, my audience is deaf.
You ought to have like an entourage behind you, or a constant laugh track.
Yeah. I'm an unemployed comic, what can I tell you?
Very good.
Again, if you want to reach out to us, you're going to get ready now. But if you want to reach out to us, go to WMFO.org. You can, did I say that right? You can reach out to us and listen to us if you go to WMFO.org.
Oh, we have to say Medford?
Oh, that's right. You got to do your legal. So, okay. So, Ron's going to tell us legally. Where are we?
We are at 91.5 WMFO Medford.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.